Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. How are you doing? We have Cindy, myself, Sylvia, and Dana.
Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's having a good day, afternoon or evening.
Yeah, I am. It looks like a nice day today, sunny and all. I haven't done much today, but it looks like a good day to do something. Especially a good day to walk around and walk around the block, take a drive, and also bicycle around.
Nice. Yeah. Is this a segue into your article?
Yes.
I love it. You're becoming a professional.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at this loop.
Yeah, so this is a bicycle loop where you can bicycle around the loop.
It looks so clean.
Yeah, it's in a different country. Cycling through treetops.
And all the trees, and very cool.
Yeah, so the point of this cycling around treetops is that it's like an experience. You can ride fast. It's a 600 mile bicycling trip.
600 miles?
Yeah, it's a 600 miles cycling through treetops.
Oh, wow. It doesn't seem like it would be that long.
Yeah, it's wrong because there's like two circles, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. And it's in a different country, Lisbia. Cycling through treetops. It's a Belgian design studio. And you can cycle through the treetops as part of the cycling network of the province of Limburg. It's awesome. It's a height of 10 meters around the ground, and you can ride around the treetops. And it has a double circle. The path is 700 meters long, not 600, 700 meters long. And
meters,
rises,
not miles, yeah. Girl. Let's see what 700 meters converts into.
Yeah.
Meters to miles. Where is it? 2 miles.
Yeah. It's a magical experience for those cycling through the nature reserve, through the town of, I don't know how to say it right, but Echtel Exel. The nice thing about the construction is the round spiral shape.
Nice. So 700 meters equals to 0.43 miles. So it's less than half a mile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I'm like, that's probably like a mile.
Yeah.
So I guess people could just do like laps. So like one lap would be like half a mile. So you would do like four laps for it to be, you know, 2 miles.
So it's really pretty. You know, you can just, instead of hiking, you bike kind of thing. You see the trees and the land. It would motivate me to bike.
Look at that bridge.
Yeah.
It's so scenic. It looks like it's on the water almost.
Yeah.
But it's like at an incline. That's so cool.
It's really awesome. I love nature.
I know.
Yeah.
Very cool. And it's going like right around the trees. They're not chopping down any trees. They're just going around it.
Yeah, they just made things work.
And everybody else that's here. Hi, Poe. Long time no see.
I missed you guys.
It's been ages.
I know.
How you been?
I'm pretty good, yeah.
I missed you too.
I know. I saw the food you guys have at Thanksgiving. I was like so hungry just looking at it. It looks so good.
It was a very late brunch.
We should pack
something once everyone is vaccinated.
Yeah.
Yeah. COVID is no joke. So.
Yeah. No, it's better to be safe than sorry. That's why there was like no pressure, you know. So.
Yeah.
It's all good.
The thing is, I feel like my parents hadn't been out since, I guess, the pandemic, like really, really out, and they don't work. So they're extra careful about this whole situation because to them, like everywhere is COVID. So they are like super scared about everything. But
And it wouldn't be fair to them if you're frolicking around town while they're staying, you know, indoors, and you're like, bye, I'm going out to brunch. Bye, I'm going
out. I know. Well, even me going to work sometimes, he's like, oh my God, like, do those people wear masks? Like, don't talk to anybody who wear masks. I'm like, yeah, I try, you know.
I feel you. And I do expose myself to a lot more than I should because I have contractors coming in and out of the house and stuff. So it's better, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry, because I would feel forever guilty if I gave anything to you guys.
Yeah, by the way, I love that Christmas tree you have.
No, it's pretty.
That's nice.
So everyone put up their Christmas tree?
I have the Christmas plant out.
Okay. Oh, so pretty. So Dana has hers.
Yes, oh, for wow. Sure. I got mine like a week ago. I couldn't wait until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I really want to put lights around the house. I love lights and the tree. I don't know about putting up the tree because that's a task. I mean, it is kind of like a task.
It's so beautiful. Like it brings the whole house together. I love it. And it's always better to have like someone else do it or someone else help you do it, like family members, because it becomes like an event.
So, that's true.
Yeah, like a little gathering. So I had my parents help me. So they came and they did it. So.
It's a big tree. It's a 7.5 feet.
7.5. It's almost touching the ceiling.
Wow. Almost.
Yeah. I have 8-foot ceilings. Luckily, I measured and I was like, I hope it fits. It does take up a lot of space in the living room because it's very wide from the bottom, but it's worth it.
It looks nice.
Pine tree.
Is it a real one that you bought, or is like,
artificial spruce? This year I made sure to get spruce because they're more real looking than the artificial fibers. And the branches open up more too and they look fuller. I had to use almost, what is not even almost, like 700 lights on this.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it was because I was gonna say, like, if it's a real tree and you have that many lights, it is kind of scary because you gotta keep watering it so that it doesn't like go on fire.
Yeah, I'm not ready for a real tree. I don't think I ever will be. I wouldn't even feel right to have like a real tree in my house. Cause I'm like, why am I breaking down a tree for decor? I use the same tree like every year.
Yeah, me too. We use the same tree every year.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. Or donate it once you're done with it. And then someone else can use it.
Yeah. I mean, we're in a Christmas spirit now, so it's good. I was thinking about my Christmas list. I'm like, oh, I need to make a Christmas list. I need to find out what everybody wants.
Are you Santa Claus?
Yes. What do you guys want for Christmas? Tell me now.
That's true. Cyber Monday is coming, so it's a good time to just buy.
Yes, exactly.
Is it even a thing? I feel like people have been buying stuff online all year long. Like, is it ever a good deal now? But I did purchase an Instapot with the air fryer the other day from Walmart.
Nice. Air fryers are good. I had one.
Yeah, I have one, but I wanted an Instapot and an air fryer, so this one has both.
Oh, nice.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait for it to come. But
I bought a bread maker for my parents.
Oh.
But it was like a Black Friday special, so I just got it on Amazon.
Bread maker? Awesome.
Yeah, so I make like 2 pounds of bread. You just gotta throw in the ingredients in there, and then it just does this thing, and like 2 hours later you get like a nice loaf of bread. So
wow. We have one. Yeah.
Isn't it hard to get all the ingredients, like the yeast, and I mean not hard to, but getting the measurements right and everything?
I guess. But if you have the measuring thing, you just pretty much just throw everything in and then you're done.
Fresh bread.
Yeah.
Fresh bread. My mom was mentioning getting the Roti-matic. I don't know if Cindy, Sylvia, if you guys know. It makes freshly made rotis, like electronically. Like you just put the atta and the water and the salt, and then it makes you fresh rotis. You just push a button and it really the dough and it cooks it. It's like $1,000 for the device. It's
$1,000?
Big machine. $1,000.
Oh my God.
Like $9,900 to make fresh rotis. And it also makes puris.
Oh, puris.
I don't know. Poe, you know what a roti is, right?
Yeah.
The Indian flatbread.
Oh my God.
My mom's like, I want that. And I was like, no. Are you crazy?
Like, what's a Black Friday special for that?
I don't don't need $1,000 just to make rotis. Come on. Like, no.
We'll save up throughout the years. Maybe she'll get it in a year. I mean, 5 years, maybe.
Yeah, you need to eat roti every day for 5 years. Then it would be worth $1,000.
But you're still putting in the ingredients. So you have to factor in like the cost for that too. It's not like it's just, well, I don't know. I just don't think it really. And then the machine breaks and you got to do this and that. It's like all of that jazz.
Yeah, but it takes a long time to make roti. It does, because you have to really knead the dough and roll it out and then put the oil and then flip it.
Yeah,
it takes a while.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah, that'd be so cool. You know, if we go camping in one of those cabinets during the winter, and we would just bring the roti machine and be like, fresh roti in the morning. That'd be kind of cool, you know?
Yeah, we could just grill up some fish and stand there, chicken, and then have roti and chicken and fish. Call it a day.
Okay, I think Dana, can you get all of us a roti maker really at it?
I can't even get it for myself. Get it for everybody else.
Just get it as a business expense. It'd be like, oh, I'm making a roti shop.
But then you have to.
A roti shop.
Well, just say you tried and you failed, and then you write it off.
I guess. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. Matthew would know more about that.
Yeah. He would.
Roti shop or business?
Because you purchase $1,000 roti maker.
Well, if you're gonna make a business, you gotta at least purchase 5 for all of us.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes, it's for all of us.
You all want to be investors in my roti business?
Yeah. Well,
investors.
Right.
We're workers. We need the machine.
Exactly. Yeah.
You guys are laborers.
Yeah, we're laborers. Oh, there's roti machines in Walmart for $43.50.
Is it like the pushing thing?
Yeah, it's a pushing thing.
Not different.
I don't know.
I guess we'll sponsor this product.
Yes, let's sponsor it. Anyone who wants to donate a roti maker, please email me.
We do a GoFundMe.
Oh, yeah.
Mom wants it.
And then we can have a cooking class, how to cook rotis.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Push a button, right? I mean, if you get the machine, it defeats the purpose of learning how to make roti.
Perfect. So this is it. That's how many they're selling.
Oh.
Or rotis. This is how many rotis are being served. I don't even know this number. That's how high it is. If anyone's good with numbers.
Yeah, that's 103 million.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's the roti magic.
Wow.
Cool, it's definitely for lazy people.
That's why I don't want to get it, because it's like, it makes you lazy.
Even kids can do it.
Yeah. I mean,
it makes pizza too.
Yep, the pizza dough, the crust, which is pretty, I mean, it's like bootleg pizza, because it's like, and then puris.
Puris is,
they're a little hard to make, right?
Not really, but you have to put a little extra stuff. But no,
you have to deep fry it and stuff.
Yeah, you have to deep fry it.
But shop.
I like puris better.
Where's the price?
Deep fried.
Shop. Maybe if you go on shop.
I did that. It's accessory. Oh,
they buy now. Refurbished. Click buy now. They don't have anymore.
Right there. Ooh. It's to your right side.
Wow.
Right there.
$950.
Wow.
But then they have other ones. They have new ones that are $1,500,
$1,299. Oh, the refurbished
one
is less than $1,000.
Oh, the refurbished one is $1,000. That's crazy. I don't know. I think that's a little ridiculous for it.
For 30, yeah. Roti-matic.
Like, God, it's like buying a computer.
Or like a PS5, which is, what the hell is up with that? Why are people going crazy over the PS5? It's ridiculous.
I don't know.
Have you guys heard? It's like $1,500 for the game console. People are like on the wait list and stuff for it.
Wow.
I mean, people like to buy a new PlayStation every time it comes out. Insane. They make it so that, you know, they make the new games for the PS5. So in order to play the new games, you have to have the PS5.
I guess so. It's also if you're part of gaming culture, like you have to do it. Like you have to get the newest game so you can talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a That's gamer,
true.
You'll get a
PS5. Oh. Well, Rotimatic. You know, I kind of misread it like romantic. Get romantic.
I read it that way too when I first saw it, like a romantic. Yeah. I was like, romantic.
So did I. But I mean you can get romantic with your royalties. I mean that's like love right there if you're surrounded in royalties.
There was an old meme, maybe it was if your roti is not round, oh we would have gotten married, but your roti is not round. So there you go. Solution right there. You'll right. always have round rotis for only $1,000.
And then we could sing my rotis bring all the boys to the house. They're like better than y'all's. Damn right, it's rounder than yours.
I could teach you, but I have to charge.
Charge a lot.
Oh man, we should make a soundtrack.
It costs me 5 cents. I'm gonna charge you 20 cents. That's when we begin the business.
I think that's perfect.
True. Well, we create a jingle. You know, we should create a jingle, and by the time you finish singing it, the roti is gonna be done. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I got 5 roti shops nearby here. I think we could put them out of business if we get these machines.
Okay.
There we go. Business idea right there.
Yeah.
Perfect roti every time.
Yes. Perfect.
And we can make what? Pancakes and pizza, it said too. What roti shop gives you that? There you go. We got extras.
We got breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Not only the next step up is they have to make a curry maker. Put all the curries and your meat or your vegetables and you press buttons and there you go. You got perfect curry.
That would be
cool. That would be cool. If the roti maker is less than $1,000 for refurbished, I could imagine they could jack up the price to like $1,500 for a curry maker.
But I feel like you don't need a curry maker.
You don't need it, but I know, but it kind of feels like the PS5.
You don't need a roti maker either.
You don't need either. So like why not? You know, this is like for rich people, you know, like, oh my is your roti round enough for to marriage? And be like, no, my roti's even better. I'm rich enough to afford a machine to make my roti. And now I'm rich enough to have a machine that makes my curry too. There you go. Now I have enough time to watch TV or something.
The only thing like brown people curry takes like so much like sauteing and you know, separate cooking processes that I don't know if it's gonna. I mean, if a machine can do it, great, but.
Oh, no. That's true. It takes some time.
Yeah. I feel like that's the future, right? Like, our kitchen's gonna be automatic, one day where, you know, you just push a button and it's like spaghetti would come out or like whatever's gonna come out, and all you're just gonna throw in a bunch of ingredients. And then there you go. No one would probably have to cook again, kind of.
I think so. I think it's gonna be like that in the future. We are predicting the future. Oh my gosh. I think it's going to happen.
Well, I think so. I feel like there's a good machine for everything now, like for pancake, waffles, you know, it just now the roti machine. I mean, yeah.
What's next, right? Dim sum.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
That would be nice. Because then you'll skip the steaming process yourself. You know, you just have to put it in and it steams. I wonder if they have one.
I don't know. To make at least like a decent amount of dim sum, like variety, it has to be, I don't know. The machine has to be able to do a lot. Because if you only make one dim sum, it's like, we're going to be eating like meatballs for the entire time. It's kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's how they would do it.
I think there's some things that machines shouldn't replace because, you know, cooking, just the process of cooking is just a cultural part, you know. Now you have a machine replacing it, it kind of saps the joy out of things in some way.
It's an art form too, like folding up those dim sums and the dumplings is like, the way you fold it kind of enhances the flavor too. So I don't think I'd like that to be machine made.
Oh no, and you guys watch Crazy Rich Asians, right? What were they making? They're all in a circle and they're all making these dumplings, right? It was like, it was so cute.
So, yeah,
they were all making dumplings and it was sort of like a social event. you know? Imagine that, like, machine, like, replaced a social event like that. Like what do you do, right?
We all just stare in the machine.
You know, we press a button and then you talk over wine or something. I don't know. It kind of takes the fun out of it.
That's true. But dumpling is actually really easy to make. I guess when COVID is over, we could totally make some. It's really easy. Once you have the ingredients done, it's just a matter of like putting it into that that wrapper thing, and then you just like sealing it is probably the most skillful thing you have to do. But making the ingredient to put it in is not that hard. You just throw a bunch of ingredients in, put the sauce in, marinate it, and then you just have to put in the wrapper, and then tying it together is the hard part. So. But yeah, I think it'd be fun if we all do it, because then all our shapes are going to be like really weird and strange, but it's nice, you know?
Really cute. I'm down for a poll. I'm down for you, Paul, like to host a dumpling making course.
Yeah, I'll bring the wrapper because I know where to get it, so we don't have to make it. But it'd be fun. And then you guys can put whatever you want. And then all we do is just put soy sauce and sesame oil, and that would be like Asian.
Okay. Oh. We could make a curry, like a curry dumpling.
We could, yeah. We
make a chicken tikka dumpling.
Ah.
With like cranberry chicken in it.
Oh, yeah.
And even with fish and shrimp.
Oh, wow.
That would be good too.
Yeah, we'll call it a North and South Asian fusion.
Fusion.
Yeah, that'd be nice, yeah.
You go. Everyone's feeling hungry now, right?
Yeah. And then we can sell it.
There we go. I'll come up with a jingle for it too.
Oh yeah, the dumpling jingle.
It'll have to be like
dump your dumpling, right?
it'll have to sound like Indian and Chinese, like an Indian and Chinese sound. I don't know what that sounds like. Maybe Michelob Beats could work on something. We can get that on the roll.
Well, I do have traditional Chinese instruments, but I don't have any traditional Indian instruments.
Maybe you can do like a little sitar and do like a traditional Chinese sound with the sitar in the back. I don't know.
So this will be available for the roti shop / Chinese dumpling shop now.
Yeah.
So you need the instrumental, so you have to buy the sitar because I don't have one.
You can get a sitar sound.
This reminds me of like one of those like Turkish places where you sit on the floor and they have belly dancers, but in us we'll be sitting on the floor with like rotis and someone playing sitar on the side and someone in like their Chinese outfits and someone spinning in their Indian outfits. The ultimate
fusion. I love it. All right, that's so delicious. I'm super hungry right now. Oh my gosh, I want something. Did anyone eat breakfast? I know Dana's eating breakfast. And Sylvia.
I just had your keto muffin.
I made keto muffins for the first time.
Nice. What's,
they were good.
What's in the keto muffin?
Coconut flour. Shredded coconut, which I didn't like the shredded coconut. That was optional. Carrot cake. This is carrot cake muffin. So carrots. Oh. What else? Like sweetener, like the monk fruit sweetener. It's no sugar at all. And even with the filling, the icing, it has also the sweetener, the powdered monk fruit.
Oh, nice.
It tastes really good. Yeah. So I'm trying to do some keto desserts because I love sugar.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have less sugar.
Yeah, I like the frosting. I saved your frosting in the refrigerator so we can have more.
It's delicious, the frosting. Mm-hmm. It tastes like regular cream cheese frosting.
Oh, wow. I love cream cheese.
Yeah, it's so good. I have to make more then.
Another thing to add to the menu, your keto muffins.
Yes, keto muffins. Oh, man. They're really good. So anyone else have an article you would like to share?
I do. Sort of segueing off our whole excitement over businesses, I'll share the article right now. Where is it? Here it is. So this paralyzed gymnast rebounded from her tragic fall when she was 14 years old to start a tea company, and it made Oprah's favorite things in 2020. Her name is Taylor Lindsay Noel. She she had a bad accident when she was doing gymnastics at 14, and it left her a quadriplegic. And it's, you know, it was her dream to become a gymnast, and she, you know, it takes a lot of hard work, and it takes a lot of getting up every day and exercising and practicing, and in a blink of an eye, you could lose that ability, and then now your identity is, now you have to rethink your identity. But I think it's so inspiring that she had that resilience to go on. And then she went to college. In college, she majored in, where did it go?
Radio and television.
I guess it doesn't matter. She, like, journalism and TV and radio. She thought to herself, the one thing that gave her a lot of comfort, and it was something that she connected socializing with and connecting with people, was tea. And from then on, she made a tea company. And her tea company is called A Cup of Tea, with T-E, with a little accent mark. And her company donates $1 from her sales for the starter kits to aid mental health awareness. And it also includes the CAMH, suicide prevention. And she says, this was especially important to her because growing up, tea was a source of comfort and a catalyst for great conversation. So that if there was ever a conversation that needs to be continued, it would be one that strives to break down the stigmas that are wrongfully perpetuated on those with mental illnesses. So she told her story, and her story and product line found her way to the editorial office of O Magazine. And after that, Oprah picked it up, and now Cup of Tea is now on Oprah's favorite things list. And I find that so refreshing that no matter what story you tell yourself, whatever identity you think you chose for yourself, something could happen. At the same time, you still have the power to change your story and just be something. You could be anything in the world, no matter what happens. So that's my takeaway. That's my takeaway from what I got from this article. You know? So when people tell you when you're growing up, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I mean, it's great to have dreams, but I think it's so great that it's also flexible. Like, no matter what happens, you're not just one thing. You can be anything you want.
That's really good. I mean, we all need to feel like we can just, if something happens, we can keep on living and keep on flowing. So mm-hmm. It's a really good article.
Yeah. And she says that she's very thankful for the people that helped her along the way. And she says that her story demonstrates the power of community and what could happen when people support you, like strangers, families, friends. And they're the ones who help you get off your feet and tell a different story and form a new identity.
Where is she from?
She's from Canada. She's Canadian.
I feel like people in different countries are just like that in a way. We really, as people in New York, need to be more caring for one another.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I have a lot of dreams and ambition, and I'm really striving for them as well. And it just feels a little lonely. They don't have a lot of opportunities to help you along the way. But I feel like this is very inspirational that she, you know, she just retold her story. You know, she was no longer a gymnast in training. She became a tea connoisseur and an entrepreneur. Right?
Yeah. That's lovely.
Yeah.
She became paralyzed, but she didn't give up. She kept on going.
Right. And I it's a great lesson for all of us. Like, if something in your life didn't work out, all, you know, the best thing you can do is think of other things that you like and try to work on that as well. Maybe the universe has that in store for you. Maybe you're meant to do that instead. Yeah. And if that doesn't work out, you can keep continuing and continuing until you find the one thing that sticks.
Yeah, lovely article. That was great. Wow. Cup of tea. I love tea. I love coffee. You know, yeah. Maybe I'll try it. I used to love Teavana.
And she also has a podcast called Tea Time with Tay, based on her passion for all things tea. That's really nice.
So, Good News Crew, if you're listening to Good News Crew, also check out Tea Time with Tay. T-A-Y. Tea Time with Tay. Fellow podcast to podcast.
Yes.
Beautiful. I'm very happy with that. We're talking about roti and tea and dumplings. I love this. What else do we have? Do we have more food coming? Come on. Someone else.
All I know is I'm hungry.
I'm super hungry too. But, oh, and keto cupcakes.
Yeah, and cooking.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Keto cupcakes, they're not that bad to make. It's just that the sugars are a little pricey because they're monk fruit sweeteners. So one pack is like $14 and it only has 2 cups in it. It's a little pricey, but it's delicious in the end. Yeah, wonderful. So I'm glad everyone had a good week, and I did too. We're here with myself, Cindy. We have Dana. We have Sylvia. We have Matthew and Paul. Dana will give us a nice quote for the week. A quote for the week.
We will just mute her lips. So, Cindy, you hear what you're saying?
I was mute this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really quickly, the quote for the week is, gratitude is the best medicine. It heals your mind, your body, and your spirit, and attracts more things to be grateful for. So start your day with positivity and gratitude. Be thankful for everything that you have. And in return, you'll attract more positivity and more gratitude in return. So there, you can hear me now.
You did it.
Yay. That was funny. I'm trying to read your lips.
Yeah, I was reading it too. I was like, ah.
Awesome.
This was a great episode. I'm glad everyone's here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're here to lighten and brighten your world.
Yay, and ours.
And you guys.
All right, everyone. Thank you. Have a wonderful
week. Thanks for coming on.